It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We had a great conversation during the break.
Yeah. You want to talk about it or no?
It's not about me.
Well, I mean, I'm cool to talk about any time. I just don't know if I'm going to bring everybody down with it.
I don't think so. I think it's pretty awesome.
Oh, well, thank you. I've just been going through a lot. Like, I've been mentioned a couple times I only got 4 hours of sleep last night. Because I spent last night going to see my biological father, who, if you guys know, like, I talk about my dad all the time, who passed away 11 years ago. That was technically my stepdad. That's not how I think of him, because he's the guy that, you know, I spent all the time with, and he's, you know, the guy that I think of as my...
The guy who raised you.
And he was also, like, my dad was my best friend. So my biological father and I have had a much more complicated relationship, and...
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, I mean, so there was a lot of things that had nothing to do with either one of us that were...
All I know is that the last time, not to cut you off, but the last time you saw your biological father... didn't end well, and that was a long, long time ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 17 years ago, we
until,
saw each other.
Until, like, this past week.
Yeah, 17 years ago, we saw each other, and it ended in a fist fight, and it ended, which is, for me, if you, anybody knows me, I'm not...
You're not a violent guy. You're not, like, a physical dude.
So,
I mean, you are physically imposing, but, like, you don't... You're not a violent guy.
Yeah, and so...
You're not aggressive.
And so, we had some words afterwards, and I told him everything to that point that I thought, and that was it. And in that time, my dad Jim died, and that broke me in kind of a different way. And so we found out, like, probably less than a month ago, that my biological father had liver cancer. And so that kind of started the whole deal about, you know, telling my girls and giving them the chance to, hey, if you want to go meet him, I'll drive you down there, and, you know, we'll break the thaw. And so it what's really cool is, if you had told me a week ago that I would have seen him, well, I knew I probably would have seen him, but that we would have had a couple good conversations and a couple really deep moments. And that, you know, for two times in, a 5 day span, I would drive 5 hours roughly round trip to go see him. And last night I was in the hospital, cause we're kind of coming to the end of the journey. And I don't know. It was totally plausible, but it in a long way kind of ended up as good as it possibly could ever end. That's really cool.
That's fantastic, man. That's what I said. I mean, everything works out for a reason. Yeah. And you made the right call, dude. You followed your gut.
Well,
followed your heart.
I always used to tease people who are, like, freshly out of college that you and I can be friends when the world has started kicking the bleep out of you. Because there is just, when you go through a certain amount of stuff, losing my dad, Jim, losing my grandma, losing my uncle, who was like a second father, and, you know, losing Vanessa's grandpa. There just got to a life has done a number on...
There's no doubt.
On us. And the reality is, and I truly do believe this, that once you get to be our age, however old you are, there's two ways from here. There's, you're going to start getting better, or you're just going to get worse and more unhealthy, and you know, it's going to get more toxic, and that's a choice.
Yeah, and you're getting better or you're dying.
And so in a really kind of roundabout way, I was raised with an incredible amount of love. Like, my dad told me every day, till the day he died, he loved me. And now as I'm older...
That's awesome.
I still have every bit of self-doubt I've ever had. I still wonder if I'm a good person, if I am doing enough. Am I doing it for the right reason? Am I a good enough dad? Am I a good enough husband? And that self-doubt really does drive me. But when I'm really low, and I think of that, you know, somebody who didn't have to love me, loved me. And that my mom, because I got to make sure she gets the credit here, my mom has been there since day one. and that the things that pulled me and my biological father apart, some of it was our doing and some of it wasn't. And I didn't want him going thinking that I hated him or that I, you know, wanted him to suffer, because I didn't. And I didn't, I hadn't felt that in a really long time. And so it has been, for somebody who's about to experience, now since I've been an adult, about the seventh or eighth major loss of my life of people that I love and everything, like, I feel remarkably good that, you know, my aunt said, oh, I'm so happy you could give him that. And I was like, I think we kind of gave it to each other. You know, I think
Yeah, that's how it works, though, sometimes.
Yeah. I think it was just, I was... Trying to describe it.
But here's the great part about it, though, man, is that you were the bigger person. It took a while, but I mean, I always think it's cool when people who are like stubborn can like put that aside.
Yeah.
Because people who are stubborn, like I've got family members who haven't talked in years because they're stubborn. And it's like, dude, man, life's too short for this.
I had to own, and it's tough. I had to own my part, and I'm not talking about the fight or anything like that, it's 17 years. I had to own that my own insecurity fed how I felt, that then drove whatever wedge was there more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I always felt like the invisible kid, you know? Like, I always, and this is where this kind of stuff can get really rough, is, you know, well, but my older brother got to live with him for a good deal of his life, and my sister got to live with him, and my little brothers got to live with him, and even when I'd be with him, you know, he was always so busy that it just, I felt invisible, and something happened when I saw him on Saturday that for the first time in my life, I felt that I saw him and he saw me, and I don't know that would have ever happened if he had not been sick. And it was like, I don't mean this in a rough way. It's like I've been on cloud nine since, and it messed me up for a couple days. You know, it did. But I find myself so thankful to have that, because it like set me free. And I know I've done the work. I know I've, you know, owned my stuff. But being
you can put your head on your pillow.
Well, I just.
Good about it.
As much as it meant for me to see him, or so for him to see me, and I felt seen, it meant the world to me to see him. And I'd never...
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I've seen him vulnerable. And I mean, I remember when
he was just always, the big tough guy who was a brick wall?
We both just have our defenses. And so
I can see that.
And so it's not that he was never, I had a lot of good moments with him, especially when I was really little. There were a lot of times. And so I don't want to make it seem like there was never any good times. No, there was, it's just as we got older, it got tougher. And I think his defenses got stronger, and so did mine. And so to see him without that, like, freed me a little bit. It's like, you know, all those things that I'd built up, that I had worked to say, like, okay, this is on me, and that's, I need to deal with that. Kind of the other side of it was him showing me something real. And it really, like, it changed me a little bit in a really good way.
You think something changed in him?
Yeah.
Like in the last, like, 5 days?
Yeah, because you can't outrun things.
And this is the thing you can't outrun.
Well, when I say changed, I mean, he's still who he is. I'm still who I am. But my hope is I gave him peace. And my hope is that peace is real, and that he can feel that, because it's already tough enough to do the thing. It's tough enough to transition to whatever is after this. And there's so much fear and there's so much uncertainty. And I don't want that for him. And I do think that when there's no more running left to do, and you can just go, I know what I'm sorry for. I know what I'm proud of. There's no more race left to run. And
it's like it says in the Bible, it's finished.
Yeah. And so, I think the change, I don't know, it's incident for him. I'm sure I've spent 17 years trying to make it make sense. And I think he probably did too. And so I didn't need to, it's so funny, man. I thought the whole drive down last night after the show, I drove down to see him and my little sister.
I didn't know you were going.
Yeah.
When did you make that call?
Well,
did you know you were doing it, or was it like a gut thing?
I just kind of felt like it was the right thing to do, and I thought, I knew I was going to get some time with him, and I thought about all the things I could say, and I kind of thought, like, what if he already knows? What if that's what that thing was over the weekend? Okay, I see you, and you see me, and we're good.
Yeah.
So, it's funny. I had all these things I could say, but I kind of think he gets it. I think he knows that we're good.
Yeah, for sure he does, dude.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, yeah, not dealing with anything. Nothing's going on.
But no, I'm happy for you, man.
Thank you. I feel so weird to say this because the thing does not feel good.
No, I understand.
But in the same way I said the thing about he ran out of, you run out when you're at the end.
It just would have sucked, man, if he died and you never got to do it. And for both sides.
Yeah, well, and I said the thing about running out of runway. It wasn't just him who did. I did.
You took a big step, man.
So, it was us. We took that.
Yeah, but you got in the car and got there.
Well, he couldn't. He's very sick.
I understand that, but I don't know that he ever was going to get in the car and come to you.
Yeah, yeah. I think maybe he wanted to, but he didn't know how.
I bet you that he was laying in that bed from the second he got there, just waiting for you to show up.
I don't know.
I bet you there's a part of him that was.
Whether it was me specifically or any one of my siblings, and I got to give my older brother David credit because he's been a saint in all this. Like, he's been down there constantly. It took me a little bit longer to get there. But I don't know. Some things I don't think you're supposed to know. But if it's got to go, some sort of way, this is as good as it could go.
Well, that's good, man. I'm happy that that everything worked out. I mean, I know the other day you were going, and we talked about after the fact. I didn't know you were going last night.
Yeah, I mean, I'm shaking.
Sneaky,
a bit
sneaky.
Right now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah. I mean, I am super tired. I am super tired. But yeah.
Well, you only got about 14 more minutes, bud.
Yeah. I can power through.
You can power through?
Yeah. There's no real way to segue, by the way.
No,
it's just,
listen, it's a somber topic, but I don't think anybody out there is like, man, these guys need to be talking sports now. I need my fix of offensive line.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.